You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project. And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. And by Dr. Michael Sulo Art, regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States. Visit his gallery at the Velvet Mills Complex in historic Stonington, Connecticut. Call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it is my pleasure to welcome into the studio John Mark Pellegrino. He is the Artistic Director of Music on the Hill. Welcome, John.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you here. I know that we've done Music on the Hill for a few years now. Maybe 4 years we've been doing these interviews, but not with you, but someone's related to you. Your mom was in here 1 year with your dad, and we've had Don Rankin in here, and now you.
That's right.
And this is the audience should know, this is you're really the big boss, right?
Well, you could call me that. Some people have called me worse, but I've definitely been in charge of organizing programming and musicians and concert sites and setting up the repertoire and putting a lot of the components of the festival together.
All right. A festival is a key word here. Let's talk about Music on the Hill as a festival. This has been going for how long now?
Well, as a festival, this is the fourth season. As an organization, the 37th
season. 37th season. And that's about how old you are, so you obviously were not there at the start.
I wasn't there at the start. Priscilla Rigg from St. Luke's in East Greenwich began the series as it was in its first 33 years. And she reached a point where she and the board were contemplating closing it down, and I made a pitch actually at their last board meeting to convert Music on the Hill to a chamber music festival. And she was excited that somebody was interested in keeping the name alive and adding some new life, new blood into the organization. So far we've managed to successfully convert it to a festival.
Excellent. And that's usually where I jump in and say that Music on the Hill refers to East Greenwich and not that place in Providence,
that's
right?
That's correct.
Or those places in Providence. You have College Hill, you have Smith Hill. Federal Hill. Yeah. But we're actually talking about St. Luke's Church in East Greenwich is where it all started.
That's right. That's right.
And now the series moves around.
And that was one of the changes we wanted to bring to one of Rhode Island's music festivals. It was a series or a festival that brought the concerts to different parts of the state. And we are successfully doing that with concerts in East Greenwich, East Providence, Warwick, Providence, and Wickford also this year.
All right. So that's moving around quite a bit. And we're going to get to quite a bit of music that John Mark has brought with him. And we're going to start with a piece that I guess was recorded. When was this recorded? I was gonna say, but I'm not sure. So tell us.
Just this past summer, Nathan Currier, a Rhode Island born composer, was commissioned by the music festival in New York State that premiered this work called Falling Stars. I believe it was in July. It may have been in August, but it was last summer.
Last summer sometime. Yeah. All right. We'll listen to that. It's a little bit lengthy, so we'll listen to the beginning of it and get as much in as we can, and then we'll come back with more details about Music on the Hill.
Thank you.
Interesting music that we listened to, and not only was that performed last summer, but coming up on June 18th, they'll get to hear that piece again along with many others, right?
That's correct.
And as far as the dates for the upcoming concerts, we have June 9th, 10th, and 11th, and then the 16th, 17th, and 18th. And those dates will give you more information as we go along, but... You also mentioned he has a commission that will be performed on that day?
Yes, Nathan Currier will be actually playing piano on the 18th. That concert takes place at 7 o'clock at the Rhode Island Philharmonic Music School, the Carter Center. And he will be playing piano with Rene Della Garza performing three versions of At the River, one by Charles Ives that some people may know, the Copland version that most people will mm-hmm. recognize,
right.
And then the commissioned work Nathan Currier himself will have written. I haven't heard it yet, but he's working on this slideshow presentation.
Okay, great. And we've also had, in just last month, you had your pre-festival concert. That was April 3rd. And how did that go?
It was very successful. Thanks for asking. This was a new venture to have a pre-festival concert, hoping to advertise the upcoming festival and to connect back to St. Luke's. That mm-hmm. will be the only concert in 2011 to take place at St. Luke's. And it's important to me and the organization.
Sure, that's where the ties are.
Yeah, to continue performing.
The going home.
Yeah,
going
it's home. A great acoustic and an appreciative audience.
We're going to give you a lot of information today about the concerts and where they're going to be and the times, because there are several of them. So we'll also tell you that if you get confused or you want more information, you can go to the website, which is musiconthehillri.com. So at any time, check that out, musiconthehillri.com. And with all these things, tickets are available, and there's even phone numbers where you can get live people.
That's during business hours.
During business hours. Yeah. That's pretty amazing. I have a number here, 738-5632, and it says Craig.
Correct.
Okay, and then I have Carol. Do you know who Carol is?
That's my aunt, Carol Pellegrino.
Aunt Carol, okay, and that's 884-8172, and those are both 401 area codes. So there's an opportunity there to call if you need further information. Okay, let's get back to on track here. Same artist, am I correct, about Snowflake, which is coming up?
Yes, and that was performed on the April 3rd concert. A little pre-advertisement for Nathan Currier's featured presentation on June 18th. So I wanted to work in, this is the middle movement of three movement work for bass, baritone, and piano, and seemed appropriate that we could refer to Snowflakes just at the beginning of spring, end of
yes,
winter.
As I recall, we had a little April 1st snowflaking.
Yeah, on my drive-in, I experienced that.
All right, here we go with Snowflake. John, with this many concerts coming up and all this music, I would think that the average person would want to, you know, want to try to get a deal and go to more than one concert, right?
I hope so.
And that's a possibility, right?
It's a strong possibility. We hope it's a likelihood. There are seven concerts remaining, six during the June festival weeks, 9th, 10th, 11th, and 16th, 17th, and 18th, and a post-festival concert this year. Much like the pre-festival concert as a little trial for us, and that's October 1st.
Also quite a ways away.
Yes.
All right.
So if you're really missing Music on the Hill come August and September, you can look forward to an October 1st concert as well.
Great.
All concerts are $15 in advance. If you mail in the flyer, that's either you can download it off the website or out of the program book, which we've distributed, I believe it's 14,000 of these books throughout the state. They are the program book for the concert and mm-hmm. our advertisement, and you can get the ticket order form in that book. So you could purchase one ticket in advance for $15 or purchase a pass for $100, which would cover admission to all eight concerts. There are seven remaining since the mm-hmm. April 3rd concert has come and gone. But some of our concerts offer more than just music.
I noticed on June 11th, actually the ticket price here says $30 per person for advance sales.
That's correct.
And because it says culinary concerts,
That's correct.
So you actually play food? Is that what happens?
We eat food and drink wine play music and then experience dessert and coffee. It was a concept I had at the start of the festival to create this culinary concert where the first course was an appetizer with wine, appetizers in mm-hmm. this case with wine. That'll occur for a half hour at the June 11th concert, 6:30 to 7 at Temple Bethel in Providence. And then to come into to hear the music, which mm-hmm. would be the main course, about an hour of music, maybe a little bit more. This particular concert will feature one of George Kent's daughters, Susan Reed.
Oh, sure.
Who a lot of your listeners...
Susan Kent Reed, a lot of our listeners are familiar with her. We've played her music many times.
Yes, she's fantastic. And she has performed every year in the mm-hmm. festival with us. This concert, she'll be narrating a story with a string quartet. So after the main course, we will then offer dessert and coffee. So this is a special concert, and I hope people will see the value in it.
Great. So if you buy the whole season pass, so to speak, you get you get a little discount there by getting that also. That's great.
Yeah, huge discount, because there's also another concert in Warwick at St. Clement's on Long Street in Warwick that will feature wine before the concert at 6:30, a half hour of wine, and then come in for the main course of another hour of music, and then we'll have dessert. And actually, every concert we present has a reception following to meet and greet the musicians.
Oh, excellent. So you'll have 8x10 glossies of yourself available for signing.
We haven't gotten to that yet.
Well, hey, listen. All right, we have time for one more piece of music in this first segment, so... You have one with an interesting title. It's Hush You By.
That's right.
Tell us about this.
This is written by Robert Beezer, who's head of the composition department at Juilliard right now, for guitar and flute. And it's taken from a song that may sound quite familiar to a lot of people. All of the Pretty Little Horses is one of its titles, African spiritual. And he has set this to guitar and flute, and Nick Galusis, a Rhode Island-born musician, will be playing both weeks of the June Festival. And this is from a performance last year with Nick.
All right, great. We'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more of Music on the Hill.
Thank you.
People at Robert's Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Robert's Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Robert's Musical Instruments. Regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States and Europe, Dr. Michael Sulo is one of the most creative artists of the 21st century. His paintings hang in private collections all over the world and are fast becoming one of the biggest collectibles of our time. Dr. Sulo's gallery is in the Velvet Mills Complex in historic Stonington, Connecticut. There he teaches oil painting, sculpture, and fresco painting. Students taking these classes will be introduced by demonstration and hands-on experience to techniques not usually taught in American schools of art. Artists will learn the process used by the masters and explained through step-by-step demonstration. Dr. Sulo is also available for commissions, lectures, and private lessons. Visit his website at drmichaelsuloart.com or call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations, where we're listening to music provided by Music on the Hill. And Jean-Marc Pellegrino is here, and I've noticed a little something that we've been talking about, both while listening to the music and off-air, American composers. It's kind of a feature thread you've got going here, right?
That's right. That's my undercurrent theme for this year's festival, the 2011 festival. Every concert has at least one American composer. I thought it important to bring, at least to our audiences, the recognition that at one point, because it feels like we're shying away from this, our government actually supported growth in the arts and funded the arts and brought attention to the arts and encouraged composition and composers, encouraged arts organizations to grow and actually to compete with communism. Ultimately, it was a global issue, and the U.S. government got behind in the invention of the National Endowment of the Arts and a lot of funding of American orchestras to tour and to record and to compete with the funded, the government-funded artists of communist-based
nations.
Sure,
the state orchestras, as so, it used to be called, right?
Yeah. We seem to be sliding away from that, and I thought it would be nice to recognize the fruits of all that investment. Mm-hmm. And so I've put together a concert series that has at least one American composer. This next one we'll listen to is by Catherine Hoover. Again, Nick Galusis, guitar, and Jennifer Parker Harley, flute, performed this last year at one of our concerts.
We're going to actually listen to two pieces, one right after the other here, correct?
Two movements from one piece. It ends up being the first and fourth movements from her Canyon Echoes.
Thank you.
Things that happens with any organization like this is you cannot just depend on people attending to financially support this. You have lots of sponsorships, and I notice in your program book that, for example, there's a full-page ad in there by Roberts Musical Instruments, which is a proud sponsor of Conducting Conversations, so we're glad to see them participating in helping out the festival. And you have grants that you've received too, right?
Yes, this year we were fortunate to receive for our organization, rather large grants, the Carter Family Charitable Trust and Rhode Island State Council on the Arts both made large contributions.
That's great to see. The Rhode Island State Council on the Arts is a wonderful organization helping out lots of groups. I know that we've had lots of organizations on Conducting Conversations that have been helped out by that, and that's a good thing to see that that's continuing to go. And support the arts in the state. And you can do your part by coming out and supporting these different concerts, or, as we mentioned earlier, buying that one ticket for all the concerts and make them all. It should be a lot of fun. We have another piece of music to listen to before we take our next break, and then we'll, in the next segment, we'll review all the dates and times and phone numbers and websites, so have your pencil ready. But right now, John, tell us about The Pulse.
Pulse is a work by Sebastian Currier, Nathan Currier's older brother, also a composer. And this was a piece we performed last year in East Greenwich at the United Methodist Church. Nick Galusis, again, was the guitarist, and Mike Kelly, a violist from Rhode Island who's in the Apple Hill String Quartet, came back and joined us for this work. A very difficult piece. They put a lot of time and effort into it and performed it in other locations in preparation for our concert here.
Great. It's a little lengthy, and so we will listen to as much as possible before we fade out and take our next break. Regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States and Europe, Dr. Michael Zullo is one of the most creative artists of the 21st century. His paintings hang in private collections all over the world and are fast becoming one of the biggest collectibles of our time. Dr. Zullo's gallery is in the Velvet Mills Complex in historic Stonington, Connecticut. There he teaches oil painting, sculpture, and fresco painting. Students taking these classes will be introduced by demonstration and hands-on experience to techniques not usually taught in American schools of art. Artists will learn the process used by the masters and explained through step-by-step demonstration. Dr. Zullo is also available for commissions, lectures, and private lessons. Visit his website at drmichaelzulloart.com or call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264. The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations, where with Music on the Hill, John Mark Pellegrino is here and telling us all about the festival and the wonderful things that will be happening in June, also in all the way to the October for the post-festival concert. But one of the things we talked about is new people being involved in this festival. Tell us about some of the new names and the new people there.
Yeah, new for Music on the Hill, but hopefully familiar to some of your listeners. Joseph Foley, trumpet professor at Rhode Island College and principal trumpet in the Rhode Island Philharmonic, will be performing in Warwick at St. Gregory the Great on June 10th, and also in Providence the next night, the 11th, at the Temple Beth El. And Manabu Takasawa performed in April. Mm-hmm. Heather Skids, the organist at St. Gregory the Great in Warwick, will perform on the June 10th concert. Michael Bauman, harpsichord extraordinaire, will be performing on the Tango and Fandango concert that occurs in Wickford at 10:30 a.m. On June 9th. Rene De La Garza, who is featured on the final concert of the festival, June 18th, is new this year for us.
Well, he's not new to us, that's for sure. He's probably been on our program here more than anyone else. So Rene is a good friend of Conducting Conversations. Great, the world's greatest baritone, I call him.
He is.
There you go.
We performed together, he and I, a piece by Mozart on April 3rd at St. Luke's in East Greenwich. Mm-hmm. It was our second time to play Per Questa Bella Mano. He's phenomenal. He's so easy and fun to work with and inspiring to work with. Diana McVeigh, should be known to many listeners, will be singing on, I think, four programs during the June weeks. Mm-hmm. Lori Phillips, sister of Mary Phillips, will be returning to Rhode Island to sing. Also, those are some of the newer returning Rhode Islanders. There are a couple more. Diana Owens, oboe player, will be performing on June 9th, 10th, and 11th. And also Elizabeth Monticelli will be returning home to perform. She'll be here for both weeks, so all of the concerts.
Well, excellent. Well, obviously, we're shooting out a lot of dates and times at you, and it can be a little bit confusing. So make sure you go to the website, which is musiconthehillri.com, and check out all of that information. And as always, if you have any questions, you're welcome to email me here at the station at WCRI@classical959.com. The phone numbers for Music on the Hill, you can reach Craig at 401-738-5632 or Carol at 401-884-8172. And we encourage you to take advantage of this wonderful opportunity to hear a lot of Rhode Island people involved in great music, whether they're here all the time or returning like you are, John.
That's right.
Coming back from Ohio, it's too bad you have to be stuck out there, but at least you come back.
It's great coming back. It's been a big inspiration for us to return home, those of us that were trained here and feel a strong connection to the state and our teachers, to be able to come back and to give back to the state.
Well, time has flown while we've been here listening to a lot of music. I want to thank you so much for coming in and wish you all the success with the festival.
Thanks for having me.
All right, we have one more piece for you to listen to, and tell us about this.
This is Samuel Barber's Summer Music. It came from our final concert of last year's festival, which was held at the Rhode Island Philharmonic Music School, part of a summer solstice concert. It's for a woodwind quintet, and we'll let the music do the talking from here on out.
We'll do that. And again, we'll listen to as much as possible before we fade out. And we'll see you next week on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. And by Dr. Michael Zullo Art, regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States. Visit his gallery at the historic Velvet Mills Complex in Stonington, Connecticut. Call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264.